And now this is a dictation for Jean Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, November 2nd, 47, addressed as a letter to Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Ellery, E-L-L-E-R-Y, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, N-P, 4869092. Dear Rhonda, follow up for Jean, low level of protein in the urine, last visit in February, doing physical therapy for shoulder rotator cuff injury, as well as pelvic floor exercises for chronic incontinence. She has decrease of hearing. She has been able to obtain compounding Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, and is beginning to lose weight from 240, presently down to 214. Other review system is negative. I review medications. I will highlight the vitamin D, two different sources of calcium. Takes no blood pressure medicine. Today weight 220, blood pressure by nurse 138.87, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal, no gross edema, non-focal normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, no anemia, sodium potassium acid base normal, elevated calcium 10.3, normal albumin, GFR better than 60, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obesity, hypertension, presently no blood pressure medicines, used to take lisinopril, has not required that anymore, elevated calcium, discontinue calcium carbonate, continue same vitamin D and calcium citrate. All chemistries appears to be stable. She has been able to obtain compounding Ozempic, much cheaper than the Ozempic, which the insurance company will not pay unless you have diabetes. She obtains this from a compounding pharmacy at Ann Arbor, Arbor, A-R-B-O-R, which apparently they are allowed to do that as long as there are a shortage of commercial given that everything is stable, arrange for a follow-up visit. Let me know if anything changed. All questions answered. End of dictation.